Tomorrow is the holiday honoring Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and it arrives amid a burst of political violence, a vigorous racial justice movement, and a pandemic disproportionately affecting people of color. King lived in Boston in the early 1950s while studying theology at Boston University, and he worshiped at the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury. Reverend Willie Bodrick II is now the senior pastor at 12th Baptist. Bodrick says he is using King's words to help him guide his community through this turbulent time.
This moment has been one of difficulty. It's been one of strife, one of confoundment for so many. But yet, what we pull from King is that in the face of great difficulty, we can be resilient, that we can still stand for righteousness, and that we still must center justice in all that we do so that we can bring about the healing that this nation needs.
This month, we've had the insurrection in the Capitol with racism threaded through it. The past year has involved an intensified fight for racial justice. Meanwhile, communities of color are among the places hit particularly hard by the pandemic. What are you thinking as the nation marks the civil rights leader's birth this year?
First and foremost, this has been a time where the pre-existing conditions that King talked about even in his day have again emerged in this particular season and have been exposed by this pandemic, but also been exposed by the racism that we've seen. We saw the Capitol siege in the midst of a pandemic that has disproportionately affected Black and Brown communities. But what has been a twin pandemic has been the racism that we've seen, the vitriol that we've seen, the double standards that we have seen. And so I think what King reminds us of is that as far as we've gone, we've also seen that we have so much further to go, that the wounds of our past, the wounds of white supremacy and racism and vitriol and hatred, the chasm between progress and those who are seeking to regress this country in many ways is still very large. And undergirding many of the arguments and the feelings that we have seen manifest into violence is still a central issue of race. And so we have to be vigilant in our advocacy to maintain that justice is at the forefront of all that we do. We have to continue to highlight the inequities that we are seeing, not only in the responses to protesters in Washington, D.C., but in the ways in which we are meeting the needs of people and communities all across this country. My hope is that we are not just thinking about King as a dreamer, but how do we actually bring about his vision of a beloved community into a reality? What we try to encourage is that we are stronger together as a community, and that love is still the strongest tie that keeps us together.
Is there one specific line or message from Dr. King that you find yourself repeatedly turning to for guidance and strength to meet these challenges of today?
I think one of the things that we recognize is that he said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And that's what I've been thinking about a lot as I've been grappling with our socio-political dynamics. Is how do we continue to show love, but ensuring that we show love in a way that speaks truth to power? Because this same King that talked about that radical ethic of love is the same King that says injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. So we have to balance all of King and not erase his legacy of justice, but also embrace his commitment to love.
Throughout 2020 and early 2021, when you think of Dr. King's message of love and freedom and equality and justice, how do you feel?
It's a lot of emotions. You know, as I think about this, I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia, born and raised in the same city as Dr. King. I'm a preacher kid just like King. And I think what I'm reminded of is the call that King had in this season to a difficult time of his life. and how we are called in this moment to step up to this moment. And I think this moment calls for us to step up to our time.
Oh, don't move the mountain. Give me strength to climb.
Mahalia Jackson, with music that the Reverend Willie Bodrick II says inspires him as he commemorates Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Bodrick is the senior pastor at the 12th Baptist Church in Roxbury, the home church of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. decades ago when King lived in Boston.